Dark outside the drugstore. The street lights were dimmed and the lights in the drugstore window were shaded. The man paced nervously in front of the store. With his thumb, he flipped a coin into the air and caught it, over and over. Then suddenly he stopped.
No, that's too much. I gotta have no part of it. Sentinel, let me talk to one of your reporters. Hello, are you a reporter? I got a tip for you about Mariana.
Double crossing work.
Holy mackerel, Casey, I never got such a shock in my life. My ears are still ringing. Right at the other end of the line, can you imagine?
I certainly can, Lowry.
Yeah. How would you like to pick up a phone, start talking to somebody, and then hear machine gun bullets? I've been jumping like a typewriter ribbon ever since.
Hello, Mr. Reed.
Oh, hello, Mr. Reed.
Hey, boss. Have you seen this morning's Sentinel?
Yes, sir. It is coming downtown. That is quite a story you have.
Well, thanks, but it's no credit to me. It might have been anyone.
My, he's getting modest.
I just happened to be the guy that answered the phone, that's all.
I gather he went right over there.
Well, he used up half my gasoline ration. You know, it's a lucky thing the phone was left off the hook. I was able to get the location and beat the opposition reporters there by an hour.
Any idea who fired that machine gun, Lowry?
No. We haven't got the slightest idea. It looked like a gangster job.
What about the drugstore clerk?
Why don't you read the paper, Casey? The clerk was in the back of the store. He didn't see a thing. At least that's what he said.
The man was killed. His name was Boots Lannigan. You mentioned he had a police record, is that right?
The record as long as your arm, boss. As far as crimes committed, he was almost in the class of the Green Hornet.
I see. That's probably why he called the newspaper instead of the police.
Well, that's how I figure. But I still don't get it.
What's that?
Well, what he said. I picked up the phone, and all he said was, I've got a tip for you about Mariana. Now, why should an ex-thug like Lannigan mention a girl's name? What kind of a tip is that?
Mariana.
You sure? Well, that's the way I heard it. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, you figure it out, boss. I can.
That's Mariana. Mr. Britt, it's quite possible that Mr. Lowry hears wrong, huh? According to what he says, gangster only had time for that one sentence.
Well, he might have gotten it wrong. But Lowry usually hits the nail on the head.
Lannigan, very bad gangster, huh?
That looks like a crime war, Cato.
Who Lannigan is connected with?
What's the old? The waterfront, Montero. They broke up more than a year ago when Dutch Fogel went to the other.
Hey, wait a second.
Some of the things that Fogel's out now.
Yes, that's true.
But his killing is the first sign of gang war. Why should Fogel dump off one of his own men?
Maybe Lannigan removed by other gangs,
On top of that, it doesn't sound like Lannigan, the German former. You know the criminal code, Cato. No matter what happens, never steal.
It's all very strange.
Let's see that paper again, will you? Well, here's the follow-up story.
I already see that. Nothing has been added, Mr. Bruce.
No, just a little family background on Lannigan. Parents are dead. Only living relatives, a younger brother serving with the Marines in Guadalcanal.
Too bad Bruce Lannigan not like young brother.
Yeah, with a Marine.
Oh, maybe that man says Marine instead of Mariana.
Perhaps. On the other hand. Well, I never thought of that before.
Huh? Well, what are you doing, Mr. Bruce?
Here tonight, except for the Brimont, Cato.
What do you say, Mr. Britt? You know who Mariana is?
Perhaps I do.
It is girl?
It's usually referred to as she. Got the horn of mask and a gun, Cato. We're taking the black duty.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Dick Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. The passage led directly to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Where are we going, Mr. Britt?
Get in. We're going to take a look at Mariana.
Ridley pressed the button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Job and big boat next to yours.
That's it, Tato. See your name on the bow. That boat is named Mariana.
Well, look, it ain't the boy. How'd it go, Fogel?
We figured you'd be in jail overnight anyway.
Neither Kugel was here last overnight.
There'll be Kugel boy. He's down there to talk to the police about poor Boots.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
They don't suspect me. Lanigan is my pal. They remind me to send my flowers to his funeral. I got nothing to worry about you either. Just not there to tell you boys that. Also to ask a little question. Turn around this way, Copper. Any of you others feel like Boots did? Anybody else want to turn patriotic like Boots did? Maybe you, Chopper.
Funny, not me, Fogel. I ain't got no brother in the Marines.
Nobody? That's fine.
We feel like you do, Fogel. He did it. Plenty of moolah. What do we say where it comes from? A stick-up, bank robbery, or from that Gestapo in Berlin?
That's all, boys. Pretty soon we get more than that ship.
I'll tell you what, better be soon. That salvage job ain't gonna wait.
Let me worry about that. So I'll tell you how. Supper.
I'm looking for... Well, if it isn't my old pal, Chopper. I see you're in formal tonight.
What do you mean?
You're not wearing your brass knuckles, were you?
Chopper. Wait a minute. Hello, Mr. Lowry. How's the newspaper racket?
Better than yours, Dad. It pays regular.
Some sense of humor, this fellow, huh, boys? Yeah, some sense of humor. You were in the police station when they questioned me. You come out to me for something?
Yeah. A little information.
I told the police everything I know.
It isn't bad. It isn't bad. Holy mackerel. I know you didn't bump off one of your own men. It's just that I went some local color. We have to keep this story about Boots alive.
Oh, yes, I see. Boots is dead, but you keep the story alive.
Sure, it's good for the circulation. I mean the newspaper circulation. So how about it? I guess you knew Lanigan as well as anybody did.
You got a car outside?
No, I grabbed a taxi.
All right, I have my car. You drive home with me.
Well,
I'll tell you about Boots. I'm all broken up, I can tell you that. You know, it doesn't do to fool with the law. Somebody's going to pay for shooting up poor Boots.
Listen to you. Oh, man, do I get a bang out of that. You've got a record that covers 3 pages of a police blotter, and you drop like a Dutch uncle.
Police blotter? That's all wrong. No, sir, I'm a good, honest citizen. It's all a mistake. But what happened to Boots? You ride with me, I'll tell you. Good night, boys. Don't step too late, please, Booker.
Yes, well. That's Fogel. See you, Pip.
Hey, he makes me nervous. Like a cat.
Come on, Fogel.
I ain't gonna play no more. I'm tired.
What's the matter? You got weak knees about Boots?
I'm weak. I'm tired, I tell you.
Oh, why? Okay. That's the way you feel. Here's just $5 worth. Cash me in. Thanks. Now, give me my hat. So long, punk. Don't jump at your own shadow. telling me for? Come on, speak up, I said.
Have you got a match?
Yeah, listen, I got no time for... Yeah, I guess I can manage.
What's wrong, nervous?
Me? Yeah. Hey, Bud Hudson. It is.
Hello, Chopper.
Green Hornet.
You better drop it, Chopper. You'll burn your fingers.
What do you want?
Too bad about those boots, wasn't it, Chopper?
Hey.
I feel awfully bad about boots, Chopper. What do you say you and me go someplace and talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
I told you you'd burn your fingers, didn't I? Who is it?
Chopper, boss.
Don't worry, Chopper. Just beginning to retire.
Oh.
Lanigan had no friends. Only his one brother. He's far away. Besides, do I guess in riddles? Give it to me straight. What do you mean?
The Green Hornet.
Oh, you're the one who's making a joke.
You don't believe me.
Where'd you get that?
He gave it to me.
Seal of the Green Hornet.
I tell you, boss, I'm still thinking. Something about that guy.
What did he want?
Said he didn't like the idea of Lanigan getting murdered. Said he felt like he ought to make up for it.
Revenge, huh? But you're still alive, Chopper.
Sure, I couldn't let him...
Go on. All right, I'll finish for you. You couldn't let yourself be shot, so you told him I was the one who killed Boots. That's not nice, Chopper.
No. All I told him was it wasn't me. You gotta believe me,
sir. I don't believe you, Chopper. So I'm going to give you some bitter medicine like I gave Boots. A little lead poisoning, yes.
Oh, God. I tell you...
No, I'll tell you. Don't try to square him, Chopper. I may be fat, but I'm also strong. You are going to die.
Stop him, Porto.
The Green Hornet, eh? And I'll give you whatever...
No, you won't drop it! Lock it back.
Dutch, this isn't the gun you used on Boots, but it'll do.
Hold it. Hold it, wait now. Before you go to shoot me, let me point out how useless a thing like revenge is. No one ever benefits from it.
You always come up with a moral lesson, don't you?
I'm very sorry. I didn't know Boots was a particular friend of the Green Hornet. But you'd have done what I did. I had to shoot him for strictly business reasons. He was going to squeal on it.
Is that right, Chopper?
Yeah, sure.
It was a very important business matter Hornet about. But you wouldn't be interested.
About the Mariana?
Chopper sometimes talks too much.
I can button your lips, Chopper. Well, Fogel, I don't know. Maybe you had your reasons for getting rid of Boots.
Yes, be sensible about it, Hornet. Why have shooting when it's not necessary? Besides, you're a smart operator. Perhaps we can arrange something.
The only kind of arrangements I can understand are about money, Fogel. Hard cash.
Yes, a man has my own heart. But of course, hard cash, Hornet. I'll tell you, I just... the people who want to marry and to sabotage you.
No, Dad. You mean the Gestapo? Say the Gestapo.
All right, the Gestapo. They furnish all the money I need. You're welcome to a generous life, my friend. As a matter of fact, a man of your reputation can come in very handy. What do you say?
Sounds all right. I'll think it over, Fogel.
All right. I hear footsteps.
Yeah? Right, out in the hall. Lock that door, quick.
Here, they want to ask you a few more questions.
on the door announced the presence of police. The three men in the room froze abruptly. Britt Reed's eyes narrowed behind his hornet mask, and he flung a low-voiced question at Fogel.
Is there another way out of here?
No other way.
We're caught by the green hornet.
Quiet, you fool.
Right. I'm caught, you'll be jailed, too. We'll never be able to explain this away.
But there is no other way. This is four stories up right below the roof.
Fogel, wake up!
Stall them. Stall them.
Just a minute. I'll open the door.
Tell me you had a rope hanging from the roof right outside your window, Fogel.
I never knew.
Then open that door in 10 seconds.
It'll take that lug a long time to come to the door.
Hello.
You cops are always waking a man up. What is it this time?
You and Chopper, eh? Who else is here?
Lanigan murder.
That? It's old stuff, Casey. Can't run a paper on yesterday's news.
I was just remarking. It seems like such a mystery at the time. Good grief.
Hey, what gives? Looks like a moonstruck bull.
Horace, come here. To this window.
Now it's all the fuss.
You see that boat out there? The one that's rolled on its side?
Sure.
You know its name? I mean the new name the Navy gave it when they took it over for transport service.
Yeah, it's the, Oh, I got it. The Mariana. Yeah, that's it.
Casey. Holy mackerel. Do you suppose that's what Lanigan meant?
I think you'd better call the police, Lowry. Might be a good idea if they doubled the guard on that ship.
Yes, that's right, Hornet. Perhaps we can meet tonight, huh? To discuss the boat, you know. Well, a good place would be the old reservoir north of the city. It's not being used. And it is a good dark night, hmm? How about midnight? Yes, it is too bad our plans are not yet completed to do the little, shall I say, job on the boat tonight. But there will be other times. Then midnight, yes. The old reservoir. We shall meet later on. Goodbye.
Hey, get him out of the way.
The old reservoir. The police will be waiting for him, not I.
He'll be.
We'll be at the waterfront, under the walls, ready to blow the Mariana to bits.
Some of the boys who've been watching say that they doubled the guard on the Mariana.
So? Then twice as many of them will be killed, eh, Chopper? I don't worry about them. I worry about the Hornet. That worry will soon be over. Forever.
Well, how goes it, Sergeant? Did you find the Green Hornet?
That tip was for me, Lowry. We searched this old reservoir from rim to rim. Green Hornet isn't here. It's already midnight.
Hey, Sergeant! Sergeant!
Huh? What's up?
I just got a message on the short way. Police call. No wonder the Hornet ain't here. He was spotted near the waterfront.
Both unconscious.
Who won't chop both of them?
It couldn't have been the fumes from the oil, could it?
It wasn't the oil part.
Well, you're right. It was gas. Gas has been drugged in the Green Hornet carry. And don't ask me where he's going to.
I'm a reporter, not a magician.
The best murder of Lannigan, read all about it. Green Hornet, still at Mars, Seth Gillespie, bye-bye.
Can two men of mystery, two unknowns,